podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet, Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Mark. We're in chapter 4 with verses 30 through 34. Jesus said, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or what parable can we use for it? It is like a mustard seed. When it is sown in the ground, is the smallest of all the seeds on the earth. But once it is sown, it springs up and becomes the largest of plants and puts forth large branches, so that the birds of the sky can dwell in its shade." With many such parables, he spoke the word to them as they were able to understand it. Without parables, he did not speak to them. But to his own disciples, he explained everything in private. God wants us to understand his word. He wants us to know heaven on earth sprouts forth, able to create shade for many a person, showing the beauty of the sky as we look up to see the branches holding creatures that fly. God wants us to know that his kingdom can't be denied as our prayers seek his wisdom and guidance before we take our last breath and die. This can be accomplished in so many ways as we learn to die to self and take upon our beings the Christ himself. We can literally feel him inside us, telling us what to say as much as living him in every way, his forgiveness, his compassion, his salvation, knowing death to self equals life eternal. You see, we never die once we take the helmet of salvation and apply it to every aspect of our lives. Study daily with me and find Jesus in what we believe. Short and sweet, poetry to complete, to begin or utilize often during the day to motivate and overcome what oppresses us as a slave. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as we forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those that we said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day. Lord, give them peace in their last breath. Silence for the prayers of others dealing with the war in Ukraine. In the Holy Spirit, we pray for our brothers in Kairos, the men in blue, especially a prayer for Howard Richman and Michael Olivetti. We pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. The helmet of salvation. Amen. Today, my poem comes from study of Mark's gospel. We practice today is in chapter 4 with verses 30 through 34. Two stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "Use What Parable to Discuss." God's kingdom compared to what? Use what parable to discuss and report? Seed of a mustard smaller than a nut, sown growing a tree as branches large sprout forth. Shade dwell skybirds see, plant becomes the largest to agree. Public word spoken in parables to believe, privately explained to his disciples. Indeed. Amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's August 18th, 2022. Recording this morning at 6:45 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. We close today at 5:39 in the name of Jesus. Perpetual shout out to our good friends John and Marie. God bless you too. Have an awesome day in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you.